Welcome back to Lab Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, aka Brandon. I'm here with Quite.
How it be?
I'm also here with Diesel.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep. I also want to apologize in advance if there's reverb on my mic. It's going to be kind of hard to get rid of because there's no acoustic foam in my room anymore because I'm moving and I had to take it all down. So, for the first topic today, we're going to talk about Apex Legends.
My lights just flickered.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. My power might go out.
No! We're going to lose Diesel!
Okay. Okay, here's the plan. Diesel, go on your mobile Discord, and we'll just record
We'll wait and see what happens.
Diesel, if your power goes out
for a second,
if your power goes out, make sure to God your audition does not get corrupted. All right.
Oh, I also have a few announcements. One, I messed up the last episode. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Diesel. We've all been doing it,
and we're only doing once a week now. I have no excuse, but
we.
The pumpkin moved. Not like
finally moved it.
I came back from my classes one day and the pumpkin was just gone.
Oh, it moved on its own. Terrifying.
Did you ask if your family moved it?
Yeah. And my mom was like, I yelled at your dad about somebody moving it, but I don't know what happened. And so I'm like,
it's safe to assume it got up and walked away and is now a mutant monster.
I mean, there was a cat hanging outside my house one day, so like... The cat ate the pumpkin, I don't know.
maybe the pumpkin ate the cat and
that's
it's
true.
Continuing to grow.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the pumpkin ate the cat.
It's continuing to grow in power. Diesel, you let it fester and now you've let something terrible come into the world.
I don't know if there's going to be a weird, like, error in my audio because the power went out for a split second. I saw this very strange wave, like...
Did it really?
Seriously.
Does it look normal now?
I mean, yeah, it's fine now. It was just for
how
that
bad
split
is it
second.
Storming there? Do we
there's,
really have to be,
there's
like...
There's literally no rain. I have no idea what the fuck that
it's
was.
Polar vortex time.
Again, round two.
Is that still happening?
It has been, like... It's been, like, 60 degrees over here in February, dude.
Wait, yeah, it's still. I thought it slowed down.
It was one day it was like negative 10. I woke up the next morning and it was 60 degrees.
Huh.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's not good.
No, it
isn't. It's really not good.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. You know, it melts all the snow, makes driving better.
Yeah. Okay, so Apex Legends. Who here has played it?
I've played it, yeah.
Okay, so we have two educated opinions. Have you seen like the menu or anything or a gameplay at
all? I've seen some gameplay because I was curious and it looks neat, but like I haven't touched it yet.
My opinion like is it's a very, I don't know, it's very okay. I'm not like a huge fan of it. Like I'll play it and like I'm not bad at it either, which is also a good thing. But it's a very like, it's just a BR. Like it's just a BR with like a few different mechanics. Like if BR is your thing and you like the mechanics, I could see why you'd like the game. But like to me, it feels really cheap, which is like an issue I have with it, because it's like they want me to buy the premium skins in the game, but I don't feel like a need to, because it just feels really cheap. It feels like the first season of Fortnite, where like the menu was really like bland and like it just didn't look that good. That's like the current feel I get from it. The game plays decent. It's pretty fast paced. I wish there was wall running.
Yeah,
I really wish there was better movement, but
yeah.
There's not.
I'll also, I get what you mean by it's like, it feels like first season Fortnite. There's no skins that make me want to buy those skins.
Yeah,
you know?
There's like one skin for like $18 and it's like a red version of a different character. Like it's literally
version. The skins aren't like fun enough, or it needs like a battle pass or something to incentivize me playing for longer sessions.
No, battle passes are like such a good way to get people playing, because it's like they're pretty affordable, and if you play a game a lot, it's like opting in a DLC.
And the more you play it, the more inclined you are to just spend money on shit.
Yeah, it's and like I think a battle pass is like a decent thing for a consumer as well when it comes to like free to play games like that. So.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I agree with the wall running. They need to bring back wall running for that. I think the game would like. I think the high speed is already good enough. I don't think you need to bring it higher, you know? Like, right now where it is, it's good. The time to kill is a little high, that could be lowered.
And, there's all these, like, well, that depends on the armor set they get, because they can get really good fucking armor. One time I was playing, I got, like, a four stack of armor with, like, four health bars, and I was like, jeez.
My lights just flickered again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Danger zone.
Is my computer off? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh my god.
Are you good?
What the fuck just happened?
Did your computer, like, flicker?
My PC's monitor's turned off, but Audition is still recording.
See, I've had this thing happen as well, where, like, my stuff's flickered, but everything was still on, and my PC, like everything turned off for, like, half a second.
What the fuck is going on?
Did I do
on?
It again?
Yes!
Oh my god, I don't like this.
Oh my gosh.
If this podcast ever sees a light of day, you know why. I mean, you're not gonna hear me saying this if it happens, but...
but, yeah, there's, like, longevity things that Apex needs to stand out. I think the breakout mechanic of this is the, communication. Because I don't like talking to randos, especially since there's no, like, solo queuing right now.
My first game with Hoover was just some dude with an Xbox 360 mic just being like, there's guys over here! And it was so fucking loud and distorted. Yeah. It was so bad.
And the microphone halfway down his gullet.
No, really, like, it was so loud and distorted, like, we didn't know the push-to-talk key, so, like, we didn't really use it at all, and he kind of just, like, yelled at us while we were playing, and it's definitely an interesting first game, I'll say that.
I was talking with Kappa yesterday, and he mentioned that there's literally no, like, solo game mode. Is that true?
There isn't, no. It's trios only. It's not that bad, given, like, how they implement... I think they implemented it pretty well for it to be, like, three people only, because, like...
Interesting.
The way you drop is basically there's a person who leads the way, and it's randomly selected. So, like, when you drop, three people are kind of just, like, side by side. And then the person who's directing it goes on their own, or leads the way, and then you can drift off on your own if you want to. But most of the time, you just stay together.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know. They implemented it pretty well.
The way they've, like, managed to do teamwork for, like, people who are playing alone is really good. Like, seriously, when I talk about, like, the in-game communication, like, pinging system, like that is actually a really good mechanic for a BR.
Oh no, really, it is, and it's like
that should be a standard in every BR.
It gets really specific too. You can, like, call out enemies, you can call out, like, specific items. You can, I think, you can even call dibs on things.
Yeah, you can call dibs on items. You can say this, like, items over here, over there, wherever.
We were playing, then Hoover screaming like, "Just call dibs on that!" I wanted that. But, yeah, then there's also, like, a different mechanic than BR. So it's like, you know, when you die in most BR games, you just die. That's it. If you fail or revive, you die. In that game, you can get, like, a beacon, and you can summon them back into the game, which is really interesting. And then, like, I'm surprised no one camps those respawners yet. Like, we have not had one person camp them, and I've played, like, probably six games, which is weird. But I think it needs wall running, because the movement feels like it's meant to be fast and quick, and there's, like, there are ways to get around, like, zip lines and things like that, and, like, certain characters have different abilities, but, like, there's just I feel like there's so much verticality and I can't utilize it.
Yeah, you know? Without the wall running, it needs, like, it, because you can even run up walls, like, straight. You have, like, an extra, like, little hop if you jump into a wall.
Yeah, and it's, like, towards the end game especially, it's, like, I'm running around, and I'm, like, there's so many things I just can't get up because they're too high. But, like, there's platforms. I need to find a zip line.
You can go really fast going down because you can slide and your momentum carries.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. It's a decent game. I definitely recommend playing it, especially since it's free. And, like, if you like it, that's great. If you don't, it's, like, whatever. It's free. So, and there's really no reason to buy premium skins. I've not seen one person play with a premium skin. So, I wonder how much money they're making.
I saw someone playing with the premium skin today, but I think they just farmed crafting material for it.
Yeah. But Apex... Wait, sorry. Shoot. Go.
As someone who's not played it yet, I think the most exciting thing about it is that it's only been out for 2 days, and there's this much buzz about a very basic game. I'm excited for the potential, if nothing else.
Oh, and there was no marketing previous. This was such
a
surprise.
Yeah. This was like it a blow-up, like, out of nowhere.
It was like, hey, we made this, by the way. It's like, what? It was like a kamikaze.
What?
Yeah, it was just like, we made a thing, and I was like, what? You made a thing?
I trust Respawn thing to do a good job with it, because they did a great job with Titanfall, you know?
So. I'm impressed they do such a good job, given that fucking EA is
gives them,
publisher,
like, no fucking support, yeah.
Yeah, no, EA, oh my god, I can't believe EA is, like, the way they are, and they're still surviving. It's probably just because of FIFA. Anyways, at least Apex Legends' success has led to a confirmation of Titanfall being developed. We're just going to call it Titanfall
3,
which is good.
But they didn't say Titanfall was coming out as a Titanfall 3. It was going to be something else.
They just said, like... I forgot what it was called. They just said a new Titanfall was confirmed to be in development.
Okay.
So let me find the exact quote. New Titanfall. There's a bunch of articles about it.
It's just going to say how Apex Legends is the new Titanfall.
Yeah, no, a new quote-unquote Titanfall is in game development, so they did confirm a Titanfall.
Okay.
But they said, wait, Respawn also plans to launch a premium game this year that has a twist on the Titanfall universe. So that game's probably going to have Titans and, like, wall running and things like that. And, like, it's a shame that the last Titanfall didn't do too good because, like, they literally fixed every problem with Titanfall 1. And it was, like, a really solid game. I didn't even play it that much, though.
I mean, I played a lot of Titanfall 2. I don't know about you. There was a
the multiplayer died
community.
When I got it. Like, really? I got it pretty
late. Did you buy it?
I got it pretty late. Like, I'd say 8 months after it came out or so.
Really? I mean, there were still people playing it 8 months after it came out. I don't know what the player count is like now. I'd assume it probably went up again because of Apex.
But. Yeah, it wasn't like that. I don't know. I was playing it, and I was like, I was having trouble getting into matches and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know if it's my internet or like just the game. So like, I just gave up after like a couple hours of playing. But like, it was a good game. Like, it's definitely a good game. I definitely recommend Titanfall. I remember playing that the first one when it came out when I was like 14.
Yeah, Titanfall 2. There's probably people still playing that.
Yeah, you could also probably get it for real cheap because it's old. So
yeah, that too.
How would you guys say Titanfall 1 compares to 2? Because I played neither.
Titanfall 1 is definitely, like, it's not as good as 2, because 2 fixed a lot of the complaints that people have with 1. Like, just minor things, like parkour and, like, things like that. Like, I'd have to check a list to compare, because I haven't played either of them in a while. But, like, I do remember the fixing a lot of problems people complained about.
Titanfall 1 doesn't have as much Titan variability. Titans are basically just giant walking Call of Duty men. but in Titanfall 2, there's, like, specific classes and counters that each of the Titans have. So for instance, there's like a Titan who can like turn invisible and uses like a sword. It's not like a normal like turn invisible, it's like move faster, phase shift or whatever, and turn invisible. There's like a tank, like a tank class Titan that like absolutely dominated Titanfall for a really long fucking time. But the first one doesn't have any of that. It basically is like just a novelty of like a continuous multiplayer, single player mix experience. It's weird. Titanfall is a good concept, but Titanfall 2 is a good game.
Yeah, Titanfall 1 was decent, but Titanfall 2 is definitely where they perfected it. Anything else to say about Titanfall and
Titanfall 2's story player? Story player, what the fuck am I stupid?
Story player. I love story player games. They're great.
The single player story is some of the best first-person shooter storytelling that I've seen in a very long time.
Multiplayer is dead still, do you think it's still worth picking up for that?
I don't know if it's dead. It's probably more alive.
I don't know if it's dead. Yeah. No, the single player is honestly that good. Yeah.
All right.
It's like Mirror's Edge with guns.
Mirror's Edge with guns.
Yes.
So Mirror's Edge 1 or like more guns.
More guns.
Okay.
Lots of guns and big Titan things. They go pew pew. Speaking of guns and things that go pew pew, we have Anthem. Now I'm gonna monologue about this because, and then Diesel can give his opinion on the game. I don't think quite cares. Quite, do you care about Anthem?
I do care, but I don't know if I'm gonna play it yet because I don't know how.
Okay. The demo's over. I played it, so I didn't know how to play it either, which is another problem. EA, fucking like, make your Origin sucks. Make it easier. All right. I remember trying to navigate to find Anthem to download, and like, I could not figure it out for the fucking life of me. Anyways, so I played the Anthem demo Sunday, and like, I'm really impressed with the gameplay. It felt really nice, and people were complaining about the mouse controls for the flight on PC, and like, I didn't have that much of a problem with it. It was fine once I turned down the sensitivity. When the sensitivity was at original 50%, way too fucking fast, could not navigate at all. I turned it down to 30%, and it was a lot better. So that's not really a complaint for me. My only concern with Anthem is I hope they don't fucking ruin it with microtransactions for skins, because Destiny had that problem as well, where they're like, hey, you know, you want this fancy new paint job for your armor? You gotta give us money. So I hope that Anthem is like way less microtransaction filled, or at least the microtransactions are cheaper, or it's easier to get the in-game currency, because like, it's really solid. Like, it's a really solid base for a game. But like, I'm really worried EA is gonna fuck it up. And like, people complained about performance in the PC. I played the second demo, the open one, and I didn't really have any performance problems, and I was playing on high. So, and the controls were fine. It was fun to play. Like, it was really fun to play, especially the flight mechanics were really fun. I'm definitely gonna be buying it. but I really hope they don't fuck it up. That's my hopes for EA to not fuck up the game.
I'm thinking about getting it too, but I'm hoping it's not DOA just because of all the bad reception towards the marketing it had, or even before it released.
Honestly, I don't think it's going to be a massive flop. I really do think it's going to,
get... I mean, it's an EA game. It's not going to be a flop. It's going to sell, hotcakes enormous.
I think it's going to sell, but, I'm just really worried about, longevity for it, because, it is, a content-driven game, like WoW or Destiny, and, they update and end game gets better and better as you go. But, I hope that it's not, painfully grindy. Because, the enemies that we were fighting in it seemed like massive bullet sponges. They were fun to shoot at. They weren't just I'm shooting at things to shoot at things. I just hope they don't fuck up the microtransactions. It's honestly my only concern. Because the beta didn't have, an accurate representation of how the coins would work. So you can't even really judge it from that. But if they nail the cosmetics and the microtransactions aren't too cumbersome, that game is going to, be really good. So.
Speaking of the marketing, I missed the demo. Right, so I can't really talk about the mechanics, but I was watching the E3 presentation for Anthem, where they have the gamer audio,
pre-recorded. There's a guy over here, and it's that's never how that would go down. People would be screaming at each other.
It was so fucking funny because they talk like they are actual soldiers, but would routinely turn into just gamers.
No, it was. I remember watching that while E3 was going on, and I was like, "This is so fucking stupid."
Rainbow Six Siege did that too.
EA, that's not. No one plays like that. No one plays the goddamn game like that. Everyone's screaming at each other and just calling each other stupid or something for fucking.
Or you're talking about something not related. Yeah, nobody flies down onto the platform where you jump off and then goes, you grinded that mortar over the weekend? That's pretty nice. And
yeah, nobody does that. If anything, let's say someone jumps off and they fuck up their flight, that everyone would be like, ah, you're fucking sucking the game, loser. That's how it would happen. Nobody would be like, oh, dude, there's a guy.
There was also, EA was like, oh, there will be no graphical downgrade for Anthem at release.
There was one.
And there was.
I'm not complaining too much about the graphical downgrade because I played on the PC at high settings and not even the highest, ultra was the highest, and it was beautiful. It was a really pretty game. I was really impressed with the graphics, so I'm not too concerned. I honestly think that it was more because of consoles, because I'm pretty sure from what I
that's
what
always
I
was the reason.
Told. Hold up, I'm pretty sure. Let me find it real quick just to confirm so I can get the shock factor. Okay, Anthem is not 60 FPS on the Xbox One X or PS4 Pro.
Wow.
And I don't even think it's 30. Okay, let me find it. Damn it, I can't find it. Anyways, I think it averaged 24 on some dude's fucking test.
That's really
even
bad.
Even say it's 30. I know, it's really bad.
That's Battlefield 3 on console.
I know, it's not good. So I don't know. It might run at 30 when it fully comes out, and it's they're like, okay, we made a little, little tweaks. But from what I've looked at, it runs at 24 on consoles.
Could you play any story in the beta?
You played one. Okay, so basically, you played one kind of long story mission, and it was pretty interesting. So the concept was I forgot the guy's name, but this dude was he was basically the inventor around, from what I could tell, and he liked getting relics. And then working with the relics, and he found one relic, and basically you delivered it to him, and then he fucked with it, and he split himself into three different people, and then you had to go back, and you had to it was a long mission. It was actually it was a relief that the mission wasn't a bunch of short little parts that you have to return back and then go and go and return back and go like Destiny, because Destiny has a lot of missions like that where you get one thing, you go back, they give you a new mission on top for that mission, and then you do it again, you go back, and it was I'm glad it's not like that. I was really worried when we were sent to retrieve something. I was really worried we were going to retrieve it and then go back, because it took me 5 minutes to get it. I was so worried about that, but thankfully there was an extra 10 minutes on top of that for something else regarding the mission, so I was really thankful that it wasn't just, oh, you go back now, oh my god, I was so happy it wasn't that. Oh, load times are kind of poopy, though. I have it on my the game on the console ran at around 20 frames per second on the Xbox One S.
Wow. Ooh. On the Xbox One S.
Yeah, it was between so it was only at 900p and it was between 25 and 30 FPS.
God, it's like fucking playing Minecraft Alpha.
Yeah. And then on the PS4 Pro it got up to 35. That was its max. So I think the Xbox One S also had performance issues with Xbox X, my bad, the One X. Why'd they pick these names? Yeah, the Xbox One X also got 25 to 30. So, oof.
The more that is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's why I play on the PC, because it ran...
Stop being plebeians, you console plebs.
Yeah, it ran really smooth for me on the PC. To be fair, I do have like a 1070 and an i7 something something in my computer, so like I do have a pretty beefy rig, but like if you had like a 1060 or 1050 Ti or even 1050, you'd probably run the game at like medium to low settings and be fine with like 60 FPS. So don't quote me on that. Look at benchmarks first. I'm just saying probably. All right, I don't want someone to buy it and be like, it doesn't run for me. So but I'm really looking forward to Anthem. Hopefully they don't fuck it up.
Yeah. In other gamer news, in shorter but no less important, it's Mewtwo's birthday the day we're recording this. So happy birthday, Mewtwo.
How old is he? Two?
He's like 20-something, 20.
Damn, he old.
When did fucking, like, he's a boomer. Thanks. Or some shit. When did the original fucking Pokemon games come out?
A long time ago.
Yep, fucking boomer. He's a boomer. Happy birthday, Boomtwo.
How old is Mewtwo? Yeah, I don't think he's 20. He's probably older than 20, I'd assume.
Yeah, he's in... 20s, early 30s, late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, no, he was in the first game. The first game he appeared in was Pokemon Red and Blue in 1996.
Yeah, okay, yeah, he's like 23.
Bro.
Happy birthday.
He's not even that old, what the fuck?
Still a boomer, at heart.
How old's Pikachu?
Dude, only boomers would try and, like, cause mass genocide and destroy the world, okay? That's totally a boomer move.
Pikachu's only 17, what the fuck? I'm older than Pikachu.
You guys know who? Isn't Sonic like 25 or something?
I don't know. Sonic's
something like that. Yeah. Sonic, he's fast.
Is he only 25?
I don't know. Let's find
out. I feel like all these games are older than like they actually are. How old's Mario? I
mean, they're older than us. Mario's like fucking ancient. He's like 3000.
Mario.
He's been around since Shaggy times.
I think the character himself is 25. But I'm trying. His first appearance
Sonic
was in 1981.
Is 15 years old.
What? Who is?
There's no way that. Why is the first thing when I Google how old is Sonic the Hedgehog? You know where I get the where Google gives me the information from?
What?
Wattpad.
Oh,
so it's probably just a fan's determination.
No, that's
of his
probably
age.
Yeah, that's probably old Shadow the Hedgehog is 50 plus.
No, Sonic is. Is he 15? Let's find out. I'm going on the fandom wiki.
Character might be.
Shadow the character is like in stasis or some shit for a while, so he's like, haha, I'm an old man.
The first release for Sonic was in 1991. Why do I feel like they all came out like longer ago than that? Like,
I mean,
Mario
it's
came
like,
out in 1981.
When it comes out like a while before your birth or like some amount of time before your birth, it just
you always feel like it's older.
It all blurs together, you know, like because you didn't exist when it happened.
Sonic is only 9 years older than me. What the fuck? That's weird. What a boomer.
Mario's old.
Yeah, Mario's real old.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that go boom, though, fucking Chernobyl. I came across.
I thought you were gonna say elephant's foot. And
no, you don't know what the elephant's foot is, Brandon.
I found out about this today, and like I fucking fell down a rabbit hole, and by that I mean I went to the Wikipedia page. And I'm like, oh, that's neat. But I was on Twitter today, and I saw this fucking like Tumblr post screenshot of it. And it was a picture of the fucking elephant's foot, and they compared it to Medusa in that if you get too close. So essentially the elephant's foot is a mass of just like shit under like one of the reactors in Chernobyl, and it is so radioactive that you can't get near it, otherwise within 5 minutes of being in its radius you will get a lethal dose of radiation. It's fucking like it is massive.
Can I see a picture of this? I'm sorry, audience, you guys suck.
I mean, you can try and explain what it looks like, but
you can there's like a very like shit picture of it because they had to take a picture. They had to take a picture of it using a mirror because they couldn't get too close to it.
I found it. Yeah, I see why it's called the elephant's foot.
This shit looks like a fucking, like, the description of this sounds like a fucking SCP. Like, it doesn't seem real.
It looks like one. So, to describe it, it's basically just, like, a big blob of, like, radiation. Like, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, apparently it looks like, on the outside, it looks like glass and tree bark, and it's really dense.
Yes, it's super dense.
See, this is how, like, we get super monsters.
What was it? Somebody stood, like, near it, and they, like, died a couple hours later, right?
Yeah, no, like, it's fucking ridiculous how close you had, like, how dangerous it is.
I would hate to be that, dude, I would hate to be the first person to find that shit. Like, imagine you're like, oh, this is real cool, and then like, you just die, like, 4 hours later. Like, that would suck.
One of my favorite tidbits is the fact that they tried to drill into it, because, like, when you're trying to break something apart, that seems pretty practical, but it didn't work. But they did find out, somehow, that when you shoot it with an AK, it breaks to that. Why? I don't know why the fuck they shot.
That is such a Russian thing to do.
Let's shoot the fucking radioactive cancer with a gun.
They probably just tried, like, a bunch of power tools, and they're like, fuck this, dude. And they just got a gun, and they're just like, I'm gonna fucking shoot it.
Get the gun.
What if it just fucking exploded and, like, just destroyed the entire, like, surrounding area?
Everybody could have died. Oh, Brandon muted. This is
I think
bad.
It's good.
Oh,
we're good.
Never mind. Okay.
We're good.
We're good.
God,
gamers.
It's just, I don't know. It's just weird to think that shit like that exists out there. Like, no matter how far away it is, like, that shit don't seem real, you know? Because I found out,
have you seen the giant coffin
today
that surrounds, like, the Chernobyl, like, disaster zone? Like, there's a giant, like, metal coffin that they encase the entire reactor in.
I think so. Not the entirety of it, but, like, pieces of the walls.
The part that's, like, the worst.
I haven't. Is that, like, the
it's like
that
giant and shiny thing? Yeah, the big dome thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that once. It was I think I was watching a documentary, like, just on nuclear
radiation. Yeah,
there
was, like, a documentary on YouTube. There's a bunch of videos.
Dude, this fucking, like, this is how we get super monsters. Like, we just fucking...
No, you just get super cancer.
Yeah, I've seen this. It's
what,
like,
if something, like,
just
mutates, though? What
you
if this
die
is your fucking pumpkin?
Brandon, you know, it mutates and you die. Yeah, okay, my pumpkin, fuck you.
That fucking blob is literally, like, it's literally the Eldritch monster. Like, it kills you just by being close to it.
What if it makes you Deadpool, though?
It'll just give you regular cancer. You wouldn't even be alive long enough to experience most
what
of
if
what the cancer
okay,
has
hold
to
on.
Offer.
What if 0.11% of the population is, like, has, like, the super gene, right? And, like, when they're exposed to high levels of radiation, they mutate. Like, what
could've
if there's, like,
seen this somewhere.
I probably is somewhere, but I'm
this
saying, like,
there's actually a thing like that in DC Comics. It's called the metagene, and, like, certain humans have a latent metagene where if they're put under extreme duress, it activates and manifests into some kind of power. I've actually
What if it's real? And, like, what
that
if,
would,
like,
be very interesting.
Because, like, it's like there's, like, 7 billion something people, right? So, like, one of us has to be able to survive this, right?
Right. Well, there's only one way to find out, boys.
Everybody
light
jump
them up
in.
Light up every person in the world. We're going to see who dies last.
God.
There is a... But I've been, like... Sue me, but, like, I bought a trial, like, for, like, 1 month of that DC Universe thing because I really wanted to watch the new episodes of Young Justice. Mm. And fucking... They're actually quite decent. Like, I do love Young Justice, but
did you watch Titans?
No, I didn't watch Titans. I don't. I like.
I
said
hear
it's I
hot
would
fire.
I mean,
not hot fire, hot garbage. I can't speak.
I heard it was average, and that was way better than I thought it was going to be. I was going to watch it to laugh at it, but now that I hear that it's just mediocre, I don't even want to anymore.
DC well, mediocre? Damn. I'm in shock.
Well,
yeah,
Titans,
like,
is
Young Justice is a fantastic show. Like, even now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, Aquaman was shit. Like, it's.
I
bad.
Do agree. I do
Aquaman's
agree with you on
bad.
This.
Damn.
Yeah. That's about it for the elephant's foot, though. And more. And back to gamer news.
A lot of gamer news today. The gamer
Gamers rise up!
This is a very gamer-esque podcast. Some of you guys may have seen, there is a Skyrim mod called Skyrim Together that lets you essentially play Skyrim multiplayer. And I've been following it for a couple of years because I've always been fucking intrigued by it.
Yeah, isn't this the mod that's been in development, like, since I was a kid?
It's been in development forever, because there was, like, things they had to work out with Bethesda, and there was a lot of other shit behind the scenes they had to work through, but apparently they entered closed alpha, like, a couple weeks ago, and the testing is, like, it's closed alpha for their patrons and shit. Like you get access if you're a patron. But fucking the servers are only in Europe, but apparently, like, according to some of the videos I've watched, it runs pretty smoothly even for that. They're supposedly moving into open beta not too long from now.
By the time this fully releases, there's going to be a new fucking Elder Scrolls.
I mean, Skyrim, though, let's be fair.
Nothing can beat Skyrim.
I don't know. Personally, I never really got into Skyrim. Like, I played on the Xbox a lot when I was younger, but, like, I tried to get on the PC and try to get into it, and, like, I really just couldn't get into it.
You need to do mods. You need to add mods, Brandon.
I don't know. Like, I've never, like, single-player games have always been something that I've, like, not been the most fond of. Like, I'll play really good ones, and I'll really enjoy really good ones, but, like, I only have 2 hours in my Steam version, so... Huh.
I don't know. Skyrim's, like, always been, like, a really fucking important game to me. Like, not important in that, like, it changed my life, but as in I just played it a fucking lot as a kid.
I mean, I played a lot of multiplayer when I was a kid, like, Minecraft and shit.
Yeah, I played a lot of, like, Minecraft and COD and multiplayer and all that shit, but, like, Skyrim was, like, I think it's the game I might have bought the most times.
I mean, that's not surprising. It probably has the most releases out of every game, but so...
It's like, I've just thought, like, it was worth buying multiple times because I enjoyed it. Like, once on Xbox, because, like, that was my initial experience. Once on PC, because I wanted to experience mods, which I'll go in periods of, like, I'll just, like, play mods for days on end and then get out of it and then do it again, like, months or years later.
Yeah.
And then I bought it, like, on PS4 VR, and, like, I've enjoyed it thoroughly every time.
I tried the VR version, and I didn't like it. I refunded
it. It took some getting used to for me, but like when I got a handle on the controls and the movement and shit, it was a good time. It was really fucking like in those you know the Falmer dungeons, Diesel?
Yeah.
It's fucking like it's fucking haunting as shit being down there in VR. Like
dude, any VR game that's like slightly scary scares the fucking shit out of me. There's this one game that I bought on Steam. No, like I swear, like I cannot play scary VR games for the life of me. It's like it's literally like when I was like 10 years old and I played COD Zombies and I got fucking nightmares. Like that's the equivalent right now. There's this one game that I played in VR. I think it was called Death Garden. I want to say
Death Garden. That didn't have VoIP.
No, it was Death something. It was Death something. Hold up, let me check my installs because it's installed. It was. In Death, that was called. And In Death, so it has like these really weird looking like ghouls type thing. Like they're borderline zombies. And like a lot of the things in the game are pretty normal looking. But then like when you get to the scary shit, I'm like, oh no. I always try to shoot them at a distance with an arrow. And when they sneak up on me, I fucking jump. Like, it's bad. But anything that's, like, remotely creepy in VR just scares the fucking shit out of me. Like, I played Killing Floor, whatever it was called, the VR version of it, and, like, fuck, I was so jumpy in that game. It's so scary. It's so scary.
Yeah, like any VR combat shit makes me, like, ridiculously jumpy, even if it's not, like, inherently scary. Like, Super Hot. Like, I was playing fucking Super Hot, and, like... I wasn't, like, scared while I was playing it, but I was reactionary because I was on my fucking toes.
Yeah,
you know?
No, like, anything that's, like, in VR that's, like sneaks up on you is fucking scary. I wonder how long that effect's going to take to disappear. Like, I wonder how long it's going to be, like, telling him, like, whatever, as a guy.
I don't think it ever will because, like, it doesn't really do that in real life either.
No,
like,
it would
just go away.
No, you would have to condition yourself all the time because it's, like, when I was younger, it's, like, you know, fucking, like, just normal games used to scare me if they were creepy. So it's, like... You know, it must disappear at some point.
It has to be, but, like, the fact that you jump has to be evolutionary. Like, you're not even, like, jumping. You're just, like, startled, you know?
Fucking, that scares the shit out of me, dude.
I think it'll probably start to fade when there's another thing more immersive that makes you jump more, or, like, is an even more immersive input, so the older thing, the separation is more distinct.
Imagine the head
up links. It doesn't affect you as much.
Imagine head up links. That'd be fucking
scary.
Yeah,
like that, like the nerve gear shit, SAO, whatever.
Yeah. That's speaking of head up links, this is really weird, but I was okay. I was on the homepage for my YouTube, and then like an unboxed therapy video comes up, and it was like, it was like a device that makes you lose weight by doing nothing, and of course I clicked this video, right? and like I was like, this can't work, right? And like basically it's this thing you hook up to your head. And it sends, like, some kind of wave patterns in your fucking brain that makes you lose your appetite and sometimes, in some cases, makes you nauseous. And I was like, are you serious?
Wow, totally doesn't sound problematic at all.
No, it retails for $500!
Holy
People
shit.
Have bought it. It's 9 reviews.
Just go to the gym.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it seems like a really, like, it seems like a start to, like, maybe a solution if people have appetite problems.
I see that as a really, really bad thing, and I don't think that should be a thing, but that's
well,
me.
Okay, tech has to start somewhere, right? And definitely in the future, there's going to be something that, like, curbs appetite, right? There's going to be some device or some kind of thing you can consume that would curb your appetite, right? And this is, like, the start to that for neurological shit. And, like of course there's going to be side effects like fucking, you know, seasickness and nausea, because, like, it's fucking directly with your appetite, but... That one, I don't recommend that at all. I'm just going to say that right now. Like, I don't recommend that product in particular, because it's like, I mean, most of them are pretty shitty.
I wouldn't want to get nauseous to lose weight.
No, I wouldn't either. No, definitely not. That's why I'm saying no. It's bad. But, like, I'm saying the tech has to start somewhere, because
that's
usually...
True.
You know, fucking tech comes out, and it's like, this thing's a pile of shit. Like, you know when fucking Google Glass came out? It's like, this thing's a pile of shit. And then it's like, now we have VR and, like, you know, some really good AR stuff. So, and wearable tech that's not shit. Like, the first Android watches, those were
poo-poo. I mean, I would really like glasses that have AR functionality built into them. That'd be great.
That would be so hard to, like, maintain and power on and fit, like, batteries and stuff into lightweight glasses.
And also, like, focusing it within your vision. I don't know if there's already tech for that, but, like, I've always thought, like, fucking just the way your vision focuses, like, you'd have to focus in and out of the foreground and the background.
Yeah.
Like, really it close would up to your eyes. I don't know how that works.
It would definitely be really weird, and, like, we don't have... We are nowhere near that tech. Like, good AR, just glasses. Like, we have, like, headsets and stuff that have, like, they're big and bulky, but, like, we are nowhere near that tech. I mean, if we had better battery tech, I think that would really push tech forwards, but we don't. So
what was the? Isn't there like a breakthrough that's like about to happen as far as graphite batteries is concerned?
I have seen. Okay, so the problem with graphite batteries is graphite batteries lose majority of their potential charge over the course of like a couple hundred charges. So like if your phone had a graphite battery, it would like I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think it was like I don't want to quote anything, but graphite batteries. Shit. What do I even look up for this? Fucking. Life expectancy, I guess. Stall.
Yes, I love batteries, man. They power things.
I mean, like even if that's the case, though, like working past that is probably what the breakthrough would be.
Power over the air. What? I'm really confused.
Like
capturing energy from what the fuck is this? What is this?
Far as like battery stuff, like I've seen like wireless charging shit and. I think that's cool. Like you can just put your phone down, but I don't want to have to put my phone down like where the back is to it. I want to be able to put my phone facing any way I want to charge it. Okay, huh? Did you think about that, Samsung?
Why would you want to put it face down?
Well, No. I want
face down would actually be useful if you have pop socket like I do.
I want to be able to do it and not care. Like I don't want to have to think about how I'm going to put my phone down. I don't even have a wireless charging like pad thing, so this is completely useless train of thought for me.
That but used like, to be still. the like position on a wireless charging pad used to be a problem with earlier generations, but it's pretty much been fixed now. Like it's
not. This tech tips checked out like some tech that like you just walk into a room and it just starts charging your phone.
Like, no, that's the Wi-Fi battery. I'm looking at this shit now. There's really? Like an article. Okay. There's like, I think that's the Wi-Fi battery. I'm not exactly sure, but like,
I don't know. It was like a light they had on the ceiling.
I'm looking at this fucking article and it's just like a bunch of different battery tech. Like there's this one called solid state lithium ion and it offers more stability over normal lithium ion batteries. And like, there's like a bunch of fucking battery research that's going on right now, which is not surprising because like we do need it really bad. Like, we do need, like, some kind of upgrade, because our current solution is, like, we'll just keep making lithium ions more packed together, which will end up with a Note 7 situation.
Blowing your face off.
Yeah, you'll end up with, like, a bunch of Note 7 situations, because, like, you can't... There's a limit to how much energy you can pack in to, like, a small space in with lithium ion before it blows up. Like, lithium ion's not super stable. I don't know. It's just not that stable. I was going to say compare, but I'm like, compared to what? Like, I've only really known lithium ions.
Compared to coal.
You're scared of blowing up. You're just against progress.
Remember fucking, remember like, were you, like one time batteries? like just normal double A's and stuff. Do you still use anything like that?
I have rechargeable double A's.
Yeah, that's what I use too. And I'm like, people still buy those?
For most of my I don't have any like rechargeable double A's for like my fucking mics and shit. I just replace the battery in them.
No, I just use fucking rechargeables because like they're way cheaper.
My microphone has an 80-hour battery, but I still put a rechargeable battery in that.
Yeah, no, because it's like I'd rather just not buy batteries. Like I don't really see the point when I get
It's just gonna end up in a landfill. So just use a rechargeable. It's better
true.
For
the environment
anyway. For me, it's like I just have a box of them already laying around. So like before I buy anything new, I'd rather
you have
just
a box
use them.
Of just double A's laying around. Damn.
Well, that's I mean, like
expensive. I used to in 2005.
A package from like a while ago. Yeah.
Bro, urine-powered batteries, sound-powered batteries.
What? You just scream at the battery to charge it.
You have to like scold it very loudly and meanly for it to get up.
A hydrogen fuel cell portable charger. It uses
hydrogen to
power
your phone.
You
put a nuclear reactor in your pocket.
This is actually sick, and you can buy this now,
dude. What if we harvest pieces of the elephant's foot and turn them into batteries, and that becomes like a coveted resource? Just the material in that shit.
These will only give you lots of cancer.
It's like they become the world's leading resource, and like they fucking run out like so fast.
Battery.
How did we get on this topic of batteries? What the fuck?
I think we were talking about tech. No,
yeah,
fuck. We're
talking about
no,
VR
we,
and shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, then we started talking about AR glasses.
There was something.
About how batteries
okay, this
good
is
enough.
Completely unrelated, but I need to bring this up because we talked about it on the previous episode. But we got on the topic of anime, right?
Yes.
And Brandon, you ended up watching 3 episodes
so
of Boston
I watched. Yeah, yeah, the really weird one that you talked about. I watched it. Do I regret watching it? I don't know. Did I come back a changed person in the sense that now I have an understanding of anime and it's weird? Absolutely. So the first anime I really watched was like One Punch Man. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. Like I don't see why there's so much hate. And then I watched how do I pronounce it? Monster
Musume. It's called Everyday Musume? Life with Monsters.
Monster
English,
Musume.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like I watched that. I watched 3 episodes of it, and like it's so fucking weird. What people watch in Japan. It's so weird. So like they have a bunch of these laws that prohibit certain like I don't know like sexual shit, right? So it's like they just replace everything with like tentacles and like slime and nosebleeds. So like the way they show someone's like horny is they're like his nose is gonna shoot out blood like a fucking
yeah but
AK.
Only if you're a guy. That's if you're a
yeah
guy.
Only if you're a guy. There was lots of breast suffocation for the man.
He always
there was lots of just suffocation in general for the man. And like the whole premise of the series is like these monsters fall for this one guy and then they all fight over him. So, and there's like 6 total in the season or something like that at the end, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more monster girls by the end.
Yeah. So, definitely weird. I don't know if I'll watch more at some point. I mean, I still have the trial for that one site that you guys talked about, so I might watch more, but, like, it's weird.
I want to have you finish it, because I want you to explain the series
that, that could actually be, like, a decent bit of the podcast. We, like, make Brandon watch an entire anime series and explain his feelings.
I can watch it. I won't have anything to do for,
it's only
12
episodes long. It's very...
Yeah, not, like, a full anime, but, like, the first few episodes.
I won't have anything to do for the next, like... Because I won't have my computer. So I won't have anything to do for starting the 8th or the 7th, depending on when I pack up the computer. So I'll probably just... I could just watch that on my laptop.
Yeah, I mean, if you have extra time, like, Boku no Hero is good for even an unironic watch, so...
No, I definitely want to get
good.
More...
That one's good. It's long, though. Yeah.
I want to get more unironic watches.
It's got 2 seasons, and it's got 3 seasons at the moment.
I'm trying to like find. Hold up, I'm still on the topic of this fucking battery because it's interested me.
Real fast, I want to say like one of my favorite tidbits of like information from Japan is that fucking Etika is so famous over there. Like his reactions fucking are popular as shit, and he's got like a nickname and everything. He gets called
in Japan. Ryoku.
Yeah, Japan. Like, wow. Here, let me find the fucking. He's called Gyokun, like the fucking Street Fighter character, because of his haircut. But, like, fucking, if you look up Gyokun in fucking YouTube, you will find a bunch of Japanese re-uploads of his reactions. Like, it's crazy. And like, there are people in Japan who I think Sakurai like retweeted his Mewtwo reaction initially, which is what part of what made it helped him pop off there. But like, it's ridiculous how much like traction he has over there just because people like watching him scream at shit.
That's not surprising. Yeah, but there's this fucking like battery you can get that charges with the air, and it has an output of water, and I want it, but I can't find it anywhere to buy. Water? It's probably really expensive. No, I don't think it leaks it. I think it goes into a compartment. Apparently, so the initial launch of this battery was in Africa, which was like a way to like give them sustainable power as well as like water, I guess, because it outputs water from the air. I think it's kind of confusing. In the case, blah 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 blah, water. Okay, it does.
Thank you, Brandon.
And I want it, but I can't find it anywhere. It's also really big. The pictures make it look like a small battery bank, but it's not. Anyways.
Oh, I've seen a review of that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it this?
Yes.
Oh my god! That's so disappointing!
Yeah, shit. It works like ass. It does not run well.
Damn it. I saw that and I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
The future is not now. I'm sorry. It has been on hold.
Dude, we're like on the we're on the brink of all the cool shit. I'm gonna die before this shit comes out. Fuck.
Speaking of, I can't make that transition. I'll tell you after the cast. It's too dark. But the Super Bowl was this weekend, and there was some disappointment over the halftime.
Oh my god,
show. That
happened. We were talking about what happened.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl at all. So tell me what happened with the ad, cuz I heard that the halftime. I heard that they started it and they're just like sicko mode. Like, is that what happened?
So essentially what they did was like they took the clip from the SpongeBob episode of like Sweet Victory, and like we thought it was going to start playing and shit. Like, it started playing Sweet Victory, and then instead of playing Sweet Victory out of the trumpets, it did like the meme on Twitter where it played the trumpet, like it played the opening section from sicko mode. And they used the Sweet Victory thing just to intro sicko mode. Wow. And it was like, SpongeBob was there for like 3 seconds total.
That's
fucked
up.
It was so sad.
That's kind of fucked up. Like, if you don't want to do that, just don't do it. Like, you don't want to do the SpongeBob thing, just don't do it. Because it's like, the whole reason that started was because the creator died. That's kind,
yeah,
that's kind
it's
of
like,
fucked up.
It's like, if you're going to include it, go all in. You can't middle of the ground shit like this.
No, that's kind of fucked up. Damn. Why didn't they
I think
like...
the Dallas Stars, the hockey team, played the entire.
They did.
Sweet
they
victory.
Actually.
Oh
did,
yeah, but like they like keyed out the red uniforms and changed it to green, which I respect.
There you go. I respect that.
Yeah, that sucks.
That happened. The Super Bowl. Forgot.
You know
about
what
that.
Also yeah. happened? The Endgame trailer.
Yeah, yeah. There was a new Endgame TV spot aired during the Super Bowl, and like it's short, but like I'm pretty sure all of the shots in it were new. And like it doesn't
yeah,
like
I'm pretty sure they were, yeah.
Doesn't give you any say again?
I'm pretty sure all of them are new, yeah. I don't recall
like,
seeing any of them.
It doesn't really reveal anything narrative wise, but like it gets the speculation gears running in the head.
Didn't
you know?
They make a statement saying they're not gonna show anything besides like the first 15 minutes of the movie?
That was like speculated, and Kevin Feige said it was partially accurate, not entirely true. Like The point behind it is that the marketing isn't going to be spoilery, or like at the very best, they're going to try not to make it spoilery.
Yeah, because
I
was going to say yeah, because like it looks really interesting so far, and I wouldn't want like any like huge plot leaks like most trailers have, because most give away the plot.
So dude, I'm so fucking excited! But when does it come out? April 26th, and Captain Marvel comes out March 8th. But there was a common thing that people mentioned during the trailer is that in a lot of the shots, it looks like there's just an odd amount of empty space where another character would fit in. And you know how in past trailers they've like duped us, like and they put false shots.
Yeah,
like they
put the Hulk in it. Hulk was never in it.
So a lot of people have been speculating like what characters could be in those specific positions. In like what could that how that could relate to the plot and shit, and there's been some interesting stuff. Rocket Raccoon was in his fucking comic faithful uniform in like the one shot by the seashore, which was kind of epic, must say.
It could just be Iron Man, and he got back from the ox, because we know he's gonna get back, because no way they're gonna be like, oh yeah, Iron Man, he's starving and
he
can't
just
breathe.
Dies in space.
He just dies in the space. That's not gonna happen. Like,
I really wonder how him and Nebula will get on.
What? Nebula wasn't even in the first trailer. Like, I don't recall anyway.
No, she was in this new one. She was in this new one, and they were on the ship together.
Okay.
So, like, I'm pretty sure they're leaving Titan together because she's the only one with the ship, and he's the only one left out of that whole ragtag.
So what? How does... So does Nebula... Is Nebula enough robot to just survive without oxygen or food?
Maybe. She, like, I mean, I think she survived in space before, hasn't she? I'm not sure. Either way, though, it's like... Either way, I feel like they won't, like, have her survive just to fucking kill her off really early in the movie.
No, I think, if anything, like, the people that are currently alive are going to die towards the end, if anything. Like,
yeah, it's
the
just...
The prime suspects for death at the moment are Captain America and Iron Man.
It's like, obviously, like, I'm really big into the plot shit, but, like, I'm also really excited to see, like, how, like, the character chemistries meld, like, between really odd characters, like, Rocket being the only Guardian left, and he's just hanging out with the Avengers for whatever reason, and Nebula and Tony Stark, like, seem like such an unlikely duo. Like, I'm really interested to see, like... How these very fucking
there's gonna
odd
be a lot of bickering.
Interact.
There's gonna be a lot of bickering.
That's what
them.
Makes it fun.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like because we've seen like pretty much all the other mashups, like as character wise, in all the other movies, except for these in any detail. So I'm excited.
Yeah, but Tony Stark
do a good job at like. I'll continue.
Tony Stark's personality like inherently makes him bicker with like pretty much anybody he's never met before.
And I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, it's gonna be really bickery.
It is going to be epic.
Okay, Diesel, what you're saying?
They do a really good job at like. Kind of like, you know how it's like, oh, I wonder what happens, like, could the Hulk beat Thanos? And they immediately, like, finish that in the first second of, like, Infinity War.
Nope. You know? Like, he didn't even use the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. He just beat the fuck out of Hulk.
Yeah, so, like, I wonder what the equivalent of that will be for this movie. I don't know.
Do you think there will be an equivalent? Because, like...
If any, I think what might happen is Iron Man might just fucking make a new suit and go after Thanos.
How do you think they're gonna like treat like post? I think they're calling it the decimation or some shit in universe. But, yeah. Like, so like post decimation Earth. Like, what do you think? Like, they're gonna portray that as like there was like the footage of the support groups and whatnot.
It
and, like,
looked apocalyptic.
Sad. Everybody was sad.
It didn't just look sad. It looked apocalyptic. Like it looked like nothing was happening on Earth.
Like, there was no people in the streets.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to be in the streets? Because, everybody's dead. What's the point of leaving the house?
I feel like if half the people just disappeared on the Earth, like, I don't know how government would just continue going. I don't know if it would. Like, it probably would just cease to exist for the most part. Or probably just, shut down.
Come to think of it, the government probably has, like, some really weird endgame scenarios that weren't exactly tailored to that, but could be, like, could be adjusted to that.
The new longest shutdown in history is an endgame.
if a bunch of like top politicians died in the U.S., I'm sure they like probably adapt the designated survivor kind of meme.
Yeah, they have like a whole like line of succession. Like,
yeah, the line of succession is absolutely ridiculous how long it is.
Cover all your bases.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You know what like the designated survivor thing is, right, Brendan?
Yeah. Can we talk about David Dobrik before we go on about Marvel for like an hour? Because I kind of want to talk about this. I didn't see it till now.
Yeah. Go for it. Let's do it.
So you want to explain the situation?
Yeah, I'll explain it best I can. So David Dobrik, massive creator, Vlog Squad, and all that shit. And one of the people in his group is one Trisha Paytas, known for such classics as the fucking 100 Layers of Cum Challenge. But she made a video the other day, now deleted, where she titled, David Dobrik is a horrible person. And on it, she's doing her usual thing where she's crying and complaining and all that. And she said like a bunch of shit about David, Jason Nash, her ex-boyfriend, or I don't know if they're back together now, and just a bunch of other people in the Vlog Squad.
Yeah,
like, it was.
Did you watch is it Nate? It's Jason, right?
Yeah, Jason Nash.
I don't know why I was like, I thought you said Nathan, and I was like, wait, isn't it Jason? But
I watched part of his response, like that got deleted as well.
Yeah,
but I didn't sit the whole thing through.
I watched the full thing in a group call, and let me just say. Trisha Paytas is a fucking train wreck of a human. I don't think that's controversial to say at all. Because first of all, 20 minute video just crying and calling David Dobrik an awful human and her boyfriend an awful human and a creep.
The thing is though, like the video mainly focused on her boyfriend, it seemed, and like she was dragging in random people that had nothing to do with the situation.
And then first of all, the clips that she was talking about were months old. So what most likely happened is David Dobrik probably just forgot to remove them. And then she got really let me say this. This all started over jokes about Jason Nash and Trisha Paytas having a threesome or with a Tana Mongu. That's how this started. So it started about a joke about Jason Nash, Trisha Paytas, and Tana Mongu. I always just think it's Mong. It's like that's how ingrained it is. But
it's Mojo or something.
It's like Mojo or Mongu or something. But they like it was only a joke about them having a threesome. That is it. Jason Nash was like, "Hey, dude, David, if you give me a threesome, I'll buy you Ferrari." Like it was a joke. And then this is how this all started. This warranted a 20-minute video from Trisha, and then a 35-minute video from Trisha and Jason. And the 35-minute video consisted of Jason Nash treating Trisha like she was a child and telling her that basically it was like, you know, it's just a mistake. And she was like, but it made me upset. And then like Jason was kept pointing at jokes that she made. And then she was like, but they were months old, Jason. And those jokes were also months old. So it's like, really?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to elaborate on this further. You know, Trisha Paytas is definitely an overreactionary person. I will say
very.
That. Right? Hold on, let me finish.
Very.
Right? Let me fucking finish, right? I mean, I don't think it's, like, wrong for her to be upset, because if, like, someone says something, like, upsetting, and it's, like, you're in completely, like, within your realm of reasoning to go and talk to them and be like, hey, I didn't like that. You know, I would appreciate you didn't do that again.
No, 100%.
You don't take it on camera, you know? It's kind of like just kind of super tacky. I think a lot of people also like canceling Trisha Paytas because she has like opinions people disagree with. And I think that is completely unjustified and people are being fucking mongoloids if that's their like stance on that, right? Because I know people are getting mad at her because she like flip-flopped on like Donald Trump opinions. And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, people are upset about that?
They were upset about that for a while. But another thing that Trisha brought up in that video, Brandon Calvillo, right? Dating a minor, right?
Yeah. Like, apparently he started dating a minor like when she was 17, still in high school.
See, this doesn't look good for him either because...
Like, the validity of it is under question, but, like, there seems to be contradicting evidence in both directions.
Well, he made a statement saying that...
And then he took the statement down, by the way.
Yeah, he took the statement and pictures of them together down, and, like, some fans found some stuff. Was it the jokes, or was it him saying stuff in the vlogs?
I think it was, like, contradictions to what he said.
But, yeah, it contradicted whatever statement he gives, so it's a bad look at the moment for...
It was really creepy because the fans actually found out that she was underage when that vlog was being done.
Never underestimate
David Dobrik asked the girl, how is Brandon at sex? And she's like, he's pretty good.
Oh.
And so after that came out, Brandon then took down a statement. Not our Brandon, but
I don't like
Brandon
that my
Calvillo.
Name is this guy's name.
I know, it kept bothering me.
I don't like this. I don't know. The thing with Trisha Paytas was, it was like, I understand that she'd get upset if like she told him no and he still did it, which he did. But I'm pretty sure it was probably just an accident. And the videos are now removed. And the reason David didn't talk to her when she initially wanted to talk was because he was boarding a plane. And, you know, if you've been to an airport before, the last thing you really want to do is just start talking to somebody on the phone and getting in an argument. Airports aren't fun. Period. Like, you go through security, you hate that because you're like, I don't have anything, but this one guy ruined it. And then now you have to go through security. You go through security.
Fucking 9/11 terrorist ruined it.
Yeah, and then you wait like an hour to get on the fucking plane, depending how early you get there. Then you board the plane, and sometimes the plane get delayed for like an hour or two before it fucking takes off. Like, you don't want to be in an airport. Like, you never do. And it's like, she was like, you know, we'll talk after I get off the flight. She makes the whole video while he's on the flight and then just rants about shit. And it's like, really, dude? Just like, you could have just waited for him to get off the plane. It wasn't that urgent. And at the end of the day, it was a joke. And it was a pretty harmless one at that. Like, it wasn't that bad of a joke at all. Like, it was...
I think some of the problems I had with it were, like, she dragged fucking Jason's ex-wife and his kids into it.
Oh, that was totally uncalled for. Absolutely.
It sounded like she was criticizing him for putting his kids before her or something, which I can't really get mad at him for. But at the same, as far as the joke was concerned, like, it was a couple month old clip, but it was put in a recent vlog.
Yeah.
So I think that was the issue. Because,
yeah, no,
like,
it was the issue, but like, after, that's like, why,
done
that's,
away with.
That's why I said it was probably like, he probably just forgot that, like, she said no. Which is like, you know, that could happen. Like, he probably just has a folder of stuff that he likes, and then he's like, it's like, oh yeah, don't use this clip, by the way.
But the thing is, though, like, he prefaced the clip with, like, this is a clip from 3 months ago that they asked me to not put in.
Oh, I didn't know about that part.
Ooh. But at the same time, though, if like her being like her making like, "Hey, David, I'll suck your dick" jokes, like, is kind of hypocritical.
No, that's the point that Jason Nash brought up in the argument, but she kept turning it back to the joke, and like, basically in the response video, it was them talking to each other, and then basically Jason saying like, "Hey, I have it worse joke wise. I get called old. I get called my dick not working. I get called all these things, and this is the joke that set you off." And then it's like, basically, yes, it was. That's basically how the conversation went.
And I mean, every emotions aren't rational by definition. It's like, fucking, you're even if it seems less serious, if you have an issue with those jokes, it's within your right to feel a way about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not go public and blast the dude's fucking kids.
No, and
not his kids, his ex-wife.
Yeah, his ex. No, I'm pretty sure she brought the kids into it, which she shouldn't have done.
She brought the kids into that, not like to like target them or like not directly target them, but like they were collateral in a way.
No, like that video
I think a good rule for creators is that going public is always the nuclear option, because then everybody else gets involved, and
you
that's
can't take
always
it back
it
once
be.
You put it out there too. Exactly. And it's like, and like seriously, once something, if you're as big as Trisha Paytas is, once that goddamn video is posted, even for a minute, you know someone's fucking downloaded if it's something like that. You know someone has that saved somewhere. So like, once you put that shit out, you can't just retract it. And it's like, I don't know, there should have just been a conversation. It was like, it was such a dumb situation. It just makes Trisha Paytas look bad. Like, that's really it. It was a joke too, and it's like, I get it, you know, jokes can hurt your feelings, especially if you have like, you know, a problem with trust in a relationship. But like, at the end of the day, like, think about it this way. It's like, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it was a joke. Like, you know, it might have hurt your feelings, but, like, it depends as well as, like, what was the intent of the people involved? Were they trying to hurt your feelings? In that case, then you have more right to be upset. But if it was just, like, a lighthearted joke,
like, at least, like, all of us, we're a lot more receptive to, like, mean jokes, because that's just how we talk to each other.
Yeah.
Some people aren't really accustomed to that. Like, I'll make a meme joke, or, like, I'll say stuff that, like, you know, I'd say on the internet, no fucking problem. And I say that in public at my normie college. People look at me like I'm fucking weird, dude.
Wait, say what?
I'll make, like, a meme-y joke, or, like, a mean joke, or something, like, that's kind of depressing. And they're like, oh, man, are you okay? It's like, yeah, it's a fucking joke.
It's like, have you ever existed online before? Like,
it's like, are you okay? Well, no, but that's not the point of the joke.
The joke was meant to be funny.
You find it amazing how many people are just absolutely content looking at Ariana Grande on Twitter and watching The Office in their fucking moccasins while eating popcorn and complaining about their white boyfriends. I'm making fun of you.
I don't like popcorn.
I'm making fun of all the stans. Fuck you, Ariana Grande stands. You can suck my dick. Fuck you.
No locals here, bitch.
God. Did you see? Hold on.
Can we talk? Yeah, I know we're going
over an hour. Can we talk about Ariana?
I want to talk about the tattoo.
Yes, please.
Wait, what tattoo?
She got a fucking tattoo that was supposed to say 7 rings on it, but it said fucking like in Japanese, it said barbecue or some shit.
Hold on, I'll pull it up for you. Ariana
it said
Grande.
Like charcoal, like small charcoal grill.
Yeah, small charcoal grill. She wanted it to be like 7 rings or something.
I bet she just used Google Translate. It was like, this is the end of it.
Hold on. Yeah,
I'm gonna translate this.
There's an article.
I didn't know that. I mean, I saw it, but like, I didn't really. It didn't digest. Wait, how did
she initially attempted to get get the name of her latest track tatted in kanji or Japanese characters, but instead of 7 rings, a tattoo read Shinjiri, roughly meaning a small charcoal grill. She tried to fix it by adding another kanji character.
How did
but that
she
translated
fuck that
to
up?
Small charcoal grill finger.
How did she fuck this up? Like, Google Translate even has it right. What the fuck? How did she fuck this up?
Apparently she had someone who was like an expert give her the information, and it wasn't.
What experts? Like, okay, first of all, why is her first thought small charcoal grill as like their, I don't know, this is weird. I can't believe this happened.
This is why you don't get fucking Japanese characters like tattooed on you.
I mean, most of them probably just say cereal or something.
I remember it's like always been a meme that like, what if there are Asian people or Japanese?
There
people
are though, like, too.
Meaningless like English words tattooed, and I've seen images of people just having water tattooed on their
fucking chest. I saw one that said soup. It was just soup. I thought it was really funny.
Ariana Grande's been having a rough time lately, man.
Yeah, she has. Can we talk about the small pee-pee emoji?
Oh, the small pee-pee emoji. God, the internet's been popping off.
Okay, first
They've
of all,
been on a fucking roll probably, this last week, dude.
You probably won't get this emoji until a long time. Like, I think the soonest was, like, March, but then, like, I also saw dates for October.
Yeah, I'll pull up Emojipedia.
So, but yeah, there's a new small peepee emoji, so if you want to tell your friends they got small peepees, you can send them a small peepee
it's
emoji.
Not, it technically shouldn't mean small peepee. It means, like, a little bit. You
no,
know,
it's like
it
how the eggplant means dick and the peach means ass.
Obviously, yeah. And we were going through all the emojis that were, like, added, and it's a whole bunch of, like, weird crap that no one, like, will use. They added, hold on, let me find it, because there's a whole, like, thread. There's a yawning face, which I would use, you know, I would use that to describe movies. It seems pretty good, but, like, who's going to use an oyster emoji? I didn't even know what this was when I looked at it.
Emoji, what the fuck? It looks like a foot with a pearl on it.
I know. It's an oyster.
That doesn't look like an oyster, Buster.
Right? And then, like, people are like, oh, they're going to use these emojis to insult disabled people because there's a bunch of guide dog ones. There's a probing cane. there's a woman with probing cane, man with probing cane.
I don't understand how that's people's first thought. Like, oh, they're going to use the disabled emojis to insult people. It's like, people will already insult people regardless of anything. It doesn't matter if there's an emoji for it. So...
Yeah, they also added non-binary people to people-related emojis. So there you go.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, that is, you can. I honestly couldn't tell. I thought they just added a different variant of like a woman one. I don't think they did a good job at representing that group of people. But
that just looks like a woman with short hair.
I know exactly. That's exactly the point. I guess I don't know. It's hard to tell.
That's a bad emoji.
They also added...
That's a deaf person, Diesel. You fucking
idiot. It is a deaf person, but that's a deaf non-binary person.
What?
Why? I swear.
Why is it so specific? Why? Someone, there's not one for just non-binary people in general.
you can only be deaf and non-binary. There is, but they specifically also have that one as well. But they don't have non-binary for wheelchairs, which I don't get why you have it for one and not the other. What I'm saying is they should be more inclusive.
Non-binary for wheelchairs? What the fuck?
Okay. What a weird sentence.
It's such a weird sentence. Like, they don't got non-binary wheelchairs.
This is, if you asked 5-year-old me, this is not what I thought I would be doing as an adult.
I didn't think the future would be this.
Like, it's not like, I'm not against it, but fuck, no one could have seen this shit.
I mean, I'm not against it either. I find it really interesting.
But I mean,
Like, it's incredibly cool to look back on and like see like what the fuck is going to be 10 years from now.
Imagine,
but no one could have predicted it.
They added a mate emoji. What is a mate? Like, what is that?
Is that, that doesn't look American?
Hey, mate.
Okay. Imagine telling a traditional South American caffeine infused drink. There you go.
Dude, if you told 10-year-old me there's going to be a deaf emoji, I'd have been like, what? Like, what is
First off, what is an emoji?
Underwear.
First off, what's an emoji? I only know what emoticons are.
I miss them so much. I fucking remember, like, when I first heard the term emoji, I was, like, so confused. I'm like, wait, like, the little things on fucking Skype?
I guess.
Yes.
All right, Diesel, end the podcast before we keep going for 7 hours.
End the podcast before we keep complaining 7 hour podcast, about emojis. Let's go. Oh, they added Chinese New Year emojis.
Guys, we have to acknowledge it at least once. It's episode 69. We've gotten this far.
Oh my God, we almost went through the same.
What? We almost went through the whole thing? What? How do we not bring that up? What the fuck?
We did it, guys.
We did it. We caught it last second. We're good, boys.
Yeah, we good. We're good.
Okay, go, Diesel.
Boys.
Outro right, 69.
Thank you for listening to the Loud Mouse podcast. You can find us over on YouTube at Loud Mouse, over on Twitter at Loud Mouse _. You can find us on SoundCloud at Loud Mouse, iTunes Loud Mouse, Google Play Loud Mouse, and Loud Mouse on Instagram, except we only
loud
post
mouse,
one.
Loud Mouse.
We'll see you.
Loud Mouse.
Subscribe.
Okay, get out.
We'll see you episode 420.
Leave.